In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Rebecca Coop Franks. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. It's going well. Are you from the area? Do you live in the Hudson Valley?
I actually live in Gardner, but I've pretty much lived in a lot of the hamlets around here, Little Hamlets, Stone Ridge, New Paltz, all these little places. But Gardner is where I'm living now.
Sure. It's a beautiful part of Ulster County. What do you like about it?
Well, I lived in New York City for 10 years, for one, and when I go to the city, I really realize I don't think I could live there again just because I've been living in the country kind of here. You know, I love the state parks and going on hikes, and you can, you know, be the only car on the street sometimes.
That's true. I know. Typically, the expression is, how are you going to keep them down on the farm once they've been in New York City? But the opposite is true, too. How are you going to keep them in New York City once they've been on the farm?
That's true.
Tell me a little bit about your middle name. I got to ask, Coop, like an automobile, right?
Yeah. It's my mother's maiden name. And what happened is that when my parents split up when I was probably like 10, I guess, I lived with my mom. So I was kind of ahead of my time. I'm like, Mom, I'm just going to put your name and Dad's name together.
So you talked about New York City. You've been up in the country. I got a feeling you've been all over the world. Tell me a little bit about your journey, about Rebecca Coop Franks, okay?
Well, I grew up in California, Northern California. Initially, I spent some time in Palo Alto, and then we moved to Santa Cruz. And the high school I was at had a strong jazz program, actually. These really heavy LA cats would come in and do like clinics for us and things, and Lou Mitchell, Cat Anderson, I mean, Ray Brown, it was just like these really great musicians. And I think they really inspired me when I was in ninth grade. I started to kind of be very interested in listening to jazz and very much was into Miles Davis.
You play the trumpet. Is the trumpet your primary instrument?
Yeah, the trumpet's my primary instrument. And then along the way, I've picked up the piano and, you know, like I've picked up other instruments, you know, trombone and whatever it takes. I know a lot of different instruments, but trumpet is really my main axe, as they say.
Then you came east.
And then I moved to New York City to go to college.
Okay, NYU?
I went to NYU for my master's, but I went to the New School. There was a lot going on. I mean, I would go sit in with Tito Puente's band on Monday night at the Village Gate.
Wow.
And then I go down the street, walk a little bit with my horn, and I go sit in with Art Blakey on Monday night.
No kidding. Was this because you had nerve to do it or because you were that good? What do you think?
I think it was a mixture, of both.
Yeah,
I was pretty forward, but I mean, I, you know, sometimes people wouldn't let me sit in, but most of the time they would. And sometimes you just have to put yourself out there.
Well, most people will say no about most things, but it's the people that say yes. Has music always been a living for you?
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely branched into teaching as well. Right now I'm teaching as an adjunct professor at SUNY New Paltz. You know, I've done many clinics and things like that and private students.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Rebecca Coop Franks. Let's talk about the album that we're going to play a song from, Every Little Thing Counts. What is the theme, if there is one, of this album?
My mother passed away about a year and maybe 4 or 5 months ago. And to deal with the loss and my grief, I ended up sitting at my piano, which she actually left to me with her baby grand piano she had in her house. And I had brought it over to my house. I mean, it was over a month of writing, but I definitely came up with 15 songs, and I decided to put it together to get some great musicians and do an album. The music is basically about the changes you go through when you lose somebody that you're close to, and each song has a little bit of that in it, I would say.
Rebecca Coop Franks, who else plays on the album with you?
Cheryl Bailey on the guitar. She teaches guitar at Berklee School of Music. And Aaron Comas is a drummer. He's in Brooklyn. And he was with the Spin Doctors for 30 years. The bass player is Jesse Murphy, and he's an amazing bass player. He lives in Woodstock area. And then I have on tenor Jessica Jones, and background vocals Christina Russ.
It certainly paid off for you because it's a really good-sounding album, good-sounding recording.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Tell me about the song we're going to hear, the title track, Every Little Thing Counts.
I remember when I was in Manhattan, I, for instance, went on the subway, and I just looked up, and there was a woman just smiling at me, you know, really nice. And, you know, those little moments that you're like, oh, you know, that cheered me up, whatever it is. Just little things. So I'm saying every little thing counts. These little things that happen, it can really make your day. You know,
the joy is in the little details, no doubt about
exactly.
Rebecca, what is the website where people can find out more about Rebecca Coop Franks?
Yeah, just my name, Rebecca Coop Franks, and it's Rebecca Coop, Coupe, and then Franks, Franks. So RebeccaCoopFranks.com.
Rebecca Coop Franks in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Thank you, Rebecca. Here's the song Every Little Thing Counts, and lots of good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.